This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Amongst the rich, pure and pristine teachings of Islam is that we should remove an obstacle from the path. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us in the narrations that there was a person who was walking and there was a branch of tree that was protruding and that obstructed the passage of people, and a person came and moved it and cleared the pathway. فَشَكَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah accepted this action and he was pardoned. So moving an obstacle, إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, as is mentioned in the narration, clearing an obstacle or a hurdle or a blockage or an impediment is an act of virtue. And if removing an obstacle is an act of virtue, then in the same breath and in the same vein, becoming an obstacle and a hurdle is a sin, a vice, and is disliked by the Almighty. I often say in my humble talks, become an ambassador of the truth. And if you cannot become an ambassador of the truth, do not become an obstacle of the truth. Sadly, unfortunately, many people at our functions, at our masajid, will obstruct the traffic, will block the pathway of another person, and more than often our discourses are interrupted by these announcements asking somebody with a particular registration to move his car out. So in essence, Islam teaches us, remove an obstacle from the path, and if that's not possible, at least do not become an obstacle in the path of others. In a like manner, to the best of your ability, try and diffuse a situation. You can see there's a discussion, it's becoming heated, it's becoming unpleasant, it's going to break out into a feud and an altercation, and it could even spiral there out. So wise indeed are those who have the vision to nip it in the bud, rise above, and they diffuse it. And if you cannot diffuse it, then do not be amongst those that infuse hostility. So a quick reflection from the lives of our pious predecessors, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Hassan radiyallahu anhu, the grandson of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna bni hadha sayyid, the son of mine is a leader. Wa la'alla Allah an yusliha bihi bayna fi'atayni azimatayni min al-muslimin. And Allah will use him to facilitate reconciliation between two factions of the ummah. We do know that there was difference of opinion regarding who was the more deserving candidate for the Khilafah between Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu anhu and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu anhuma. So after serving a period of time in the Khilafah, a short period of time, few months, 6 odd months, Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu anhu stepped down and he said, Sallamtuhu li Muawiyah, I hereby hand over the Khilafah to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. And then he said a very, very profound thing, and that's the message of today's address. He said, it could well be that Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is the more deserving person of this position in the eyes of Allah. And if that is the case, then I have done him no favor. I have only returned to him something which he was more deserving of. And in the eyes of the Almighty, if I am the more deserving person, then I have done so to rescue this ummah from bloodshed. I have done so to rescue this ummah from bloodshed. So some people who were of the opinion that Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was the more deserving candidate, they said to him, no, you have launched us. And you are not displaying the qualities of Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, but in actual fact, it is a form of insult and humiliation. Ya Aaral Mu'mineen, Ya Aaral Mu'mineen, wal iyadhu billah. That's an insult to us. You've betrayed us, wal iyadhu billah. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu said, Al Aar khayrun min al Naar. Rather you hurl the word insult towards me than contending with the blazing flames on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, the point, the message, the reflection from Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's impeccable legacy and profound action is that he had the courage to rise above. He handed it over to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a great companion. Allahumma hdi Muawiyah wahdi bihi. Oh Allah, guide Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and guide people through Muawiyah. He was amongst the katibin al-wahy, the scribes of revelation. He was the brother-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet again, there is another incident regarding also the household of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Zainul Abidin. So Zainul Abidin rahimahullah, his actual name was Ali bin Hussein bin Ali. Ali bin Hussein bin Ali. His name was Ali. And he was known as Zainul Abidin, the adornment of the worshippers, the beauty of the worshippers, Zainul Abidin. And he was the son of Hussein radiallahu anhu, who was the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So one day he was walking and a person stood up and hurled the most nasty things. وَبَالَغَ فِي السَّبِّ وَالشَّتْمِ. And he left no stone. He said nasty, wicked, unpleasant things towards him. So obviously this was now heated and intense. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahimahullah radiallahu anhu, he responded by saying, مَا سُتِرَ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا أَكْثَرُ. You've told me, you know what, a mouthful, but honestly, there are many other aspects of my life which is unknown to you. There are many other aspects of my life which is unknown to you. And then he said, أَلَكَ حَاجَةٌ نُعِينُكَ عَلَيْهِ. Do you have any need? Are you disturbed in any way? Can I be of any assistance? And then he أَمَرَ لَهُ بِعَطَى. He said, give him a handsome gift and give him a handsome amount of money. When this man heard this, who had hurled nasty words towards Zainul Abidin rahimahullah, and how calm and collected and how methodical and how kind and generously Zainul Abidin rahimahullah responded, he said, Ashhadu annaka min awladil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have no doubt that you are a true descendant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The message is simple, my brother. The message is simple, my sister. Diffuse. Diffuse the situation. There is this great legendary woman by the name of Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, the former spouse of Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And she had migrated with Ja'far radiallahu anhu to Abyssinia. And in the union, Allah had endowed them with three children, Aun, Muhammad, and Abdullah. And then they came to Medina at the time where Khaybar was conquered. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't know if I am happier at the reunion of my cousin Ja'far or the conquest of Khaybar. بِفَتْحِ خَيْبَرْ أَمْ بِقُدُومِ جَعْفَرْ بِفَتْحِ خَيْبَرْ أَمْ بِقُدُومِ جَعْفَرْ. Meaning, it was two happy moments that coincided. Subsequent to the demise of Ja'far radiallahu anhu in Muta, she then wedded Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And from this union, there was one child that was born, and he was Muhammad bin Abi Bakr. And after the demise of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, she married Ali radiallahu anhu, the only woman who enjoys the privilege of wedding two khalifas, Abu Bakr and Ali radiallahu anhu. And these are basic things we ought to know. So while she was in the wedlock of Ali radiallahu anhu, her two sons from her two late husbands, her son Muhammad bin Ja'far from Ja'far radiallahu anhu, and her son Muhammad from Abu Bakr, Muhammad bin Ja'far and Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, they had a bit sibling rivalry, and each one said, you know, some words to the other. And part of the discussion and the rivalry amongst the kids and the siblings, the one said to the other, Ana khayrum minka wa abi khayrum min abik. I am better than you, and my father, my late father, is better than your late father. So understand the sensitivity. Asma radiallahu anha is the mom to both of these children. Muhammad bin Ja'far was born to her from her first husband, Ja'far, who's late, who was martyred in Muta. And the second son was born to her from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he was also late. She was now in the wedlock of Ali radiallahu anhu. Now this is quite sensitive. Both their fathers are late, and each one saying, I'm greater, my late father was greater. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu respectfully stood aside and he said, you know what, this is something that only my wife, your mom, can resolve. So when Asma radiallahu anhu, and she was very skilled in the interpretation of dreams, etc., there are many accolades to this woman. When Asma radiallahu anha heard this, she pacified them, she comforted them, and she said, both of you were great. And I was married to your father Ja'far, and I was married to your father Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma. And the truth be told, ما رأيت كهلا خيرا من أبي بكر ولا رأيت شابا خيرا من جعفر. I never seen a more prominent man from the elderly people of the Sahaba than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. On a senior folks, on the upper end, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the greatest of them all. And amongst the youth of Sahaba, your father Ja'far radiallahu anhu was the best of the youth. So she diffused a very, very sensitive and volatile, comforting both of them that they were unique and both their fathers played a unique role in all aspects and in regards. And that's my basic message. If you cannot diffuse it, don't infuse it. May Allah make us a key to good and a lock to evil. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.